Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, December 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's the white lung pop. Highest ever foreign-born. Rand Paul saves a life. The Trump counter to the debate. And the first mission to the moon in over 50 years. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, doctors in Ohio and Massachusetts are saying there's been a spike in child pneumonia cases. 142 cases in Cincinnati. Specifically, it's being called the white lung. This technically somehow meets the Ohio Department of Health's definition of an outbreak. Ever since COVID, of course, everyone's all jittery about everything. But neither of these outbreaks are from a novel pathogen. And not all of the pneumonia cases are being caused by the same infection. It's just winter. Kids get sick. But we see China with people dressed in hazmat suits spraying down the city streets with chemicals like March 2020. And we think we got to do again what China did. A doctor at Johns Hopkins said, I would caution against extrapolating one Ohio county to a country of 330 million people. The foreign-born population in America hits 49.5 million people, the largest ever in American history. This has increased by 4.5 million since Joe Biden took office. The Biden administration has added more immigrants to the nation's population than the annual number of U.S. births in under 3 years. So 1 year of birth, 2.5 years of foreign-born growth. Rand Paul saved a life. His fellow senator, Joni Ernst from Ohio, started choking at a closed-door lunch. Every Senate luncheon is hosted by a different senator, and they showcase the local delicacies from that state. And this lunch was hosted by Iowa. Steak provided by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. And the host, Joni Ernst, was choking. So Rand Paul did the Heimlich. She later wrote on Twitter, I can't help but choke on the woke policies that Dems are forcing down our throats. Thanks, Dr. Rand Paul. There's a Republican debate again next week for some reason. During the first debate, Donald Trump did an interview with Tucker Carlson. The second debate, he went to a car part factory in Michigan. The third debate, he held a rally in a Miami suburb nearby. And this fourth debate, he will be hosting a closed door fundraiser in Florida. The remaining candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. More than 50 years since we last landed on the moon, the U.S. will again try to land on it January 25th. This time a private company, a first. Astrobotic. They'll be dropping off equipment for the NASA's Artemis manned missions, which are scheduled for December 2025. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, the television debate between Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and California's Governor Gavin Newsom is interesting. Put together by Sean Hannity, the discussion pits a successful state, Florida, against a troubled state, California. Some stats courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. Jobs in the Golden State have decreased by 85,000 since 2019. In Florida, jobs have increased by more than 1 million. Obviously, a huge improvement over California. Between 2019 and 22, the Sunshine State gained more than 1 million residents. California lost almost 750,000. Taxes per resident are twice as high in California as they are in Florida. And you want to buy some gasoline? You'll pay $1.20 more a gallon in the Golden State than you will in the Sunshine State. So economically, Florida, good. California, not so much. Governor Newsom is glib, will spin the data. DeSantis, not as verbally agile, but articulating his state success should not be that difficult. Doesn't really matter, because fair-minded Americans know the truth. Progressive policies hurt regular folks, no question. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Sylvia Dunleavy, Fort Worth, Texas. Why is everyone blaming Biden for the failures of our government? He isn't running the show. He's incapable of sane thought. Obama and his cohorts are to blame. Now, I know that's big on the right-wing websites, that Obama is running a shadow government. He's not. Not to say he doesn't have input. He does, particularly with Biden's staff. Biden and Obama were never buddies, okay? And certainly Jill and Michelle are not. But Obama talks to some of Biden's people. But he's not running the government. Believe me, Obama's not that stupid. Obama would never have done the open border. Obama deported a lot of migrants. Lisa Mahorny, Lexington, Kentucky. I originally agree with you on the worst president ever, James Buchanan. But now I think Biden is the worst because he's hurt more people and blood on his hands. Not even close. With all due respect, Lisa, with all due respect, the Civil War could have been averted. All right, we're talking millions of casualties here. All right, Biden is the second worst. He doesn't come close to Buchanan. Nobody does. And I'm going to write something about Buchanan, by the way. That's coming. Eva Schweswick, Princeton, New Jersey. Mr. O, why does the USA have to spend so much money on immigrants? Back in the early 80s, when I came to America, the immigrants had to rely on family, friends, churches, because the Biden administration has set up another welfare system to anybody who can sneak in here or get in here with asylum. If Trump wouldn't have done that. It's purely an administration. That's why they're doing it. And they can do it because they use money from Homeland Security and from other agencies, money that's already been allotted, to give to the migrants. It's beyond belief. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 59 years ago today, the nation's most powerful civil rights leader met with the head of the FBI. The 60-minute exchange was meant to heal a public rift that began 3 years earlier. Here's the story of Martin Luther King Jr. and J. Edgar Hoover. The FBI vendetta against King began in the early 1960s. Attorney General Robert Kennedy approved wiretaps over allegations Reverend King was subverting the Constitution, inciting racial violence, and promoting communism. The FBI even sent a threatening letter to King with a separate one to his wife containing records of tape recordings of the preacher having an extramarital affair. How dirty is that? Well, the note ended with a suggestion that King commit suicide to avoid a further embarrassment. The activists then demanded a sit down with the Bureau. Said J. Edgar Hoover at the time, quote, "At first I felt I shouldn't see him, then I thought he might become a martyr if I didn't." Under pressure from President Lyndon Johnson, Hoover did agree to the meeting. On December 1st, 1964, the two met in Washington. Hoover allowed Martin Luther King to speak for a few minutes, then filibustered for the rest of the hour. He ranted about Marxism, the Soviet Union, and defended the lack of minority employees at the Department of Justice. Hoover told King he understood the plight of African Americans because his chauffeur was black. The two finally agreed that the FBI played an important role in vanquishing the Ku Klux Klan from Alabama and Mississippi. And here's something else you might not know. The FBI concluded its investigation into Martin Luther King Jr. 1 week after he was assassinated. The agency's final report, quote, "At no time did we find any evidence that Dr. King was a communist," unquote. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.